Boris Johnson says absolutely vital taxpayers continue funding Ukraine war and surprise visit to Kyiv. By Kurt Sindelka on August 24, 2022. In a surprise visit to Ukraine to mark the embattled country's Independence Day, outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that the British taxpayer should bear the cost of funding the war in Ukraine, as the Ukrainian people are paying with blood. On the 31st anniversary of Ukraine becoming free from the yoke of the Soviet Union's communist regime and the 6th-month anniversary of the latest Russian invasion of the country, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made another surprise visit to Kyiv, announcing an additional £54 million in aid. The UK taxpayer money will be sent on 2,000 state-of-the-art drones and loitering munitions will enable Ukraine to better track and target invading Russian forces, according to a Downing Street press release. Announcing the aid package, Mr. Johnson said, "For the past 6 months, the United Kingdom has stood shoulder to shoulder with Ukraine, supporting this sovereign country to defend itself from this barbaric and illegal invader. Today's package of support will give the brave and resilient Ukrainian armed forces another boost in capability, allowing them to continue to push back Russian forces and fight for their freedom. What happens in Ukraine matters to us all, which is why I am here today to deliver the message that the United Kingdom is with you and will be with you for the days and months ahead, and you can and will win." In a speech standing alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Mr. Johnson said that Vladimir Putin had underestimated the price the world was willing to pay to stand behind Ukraine. "If we are paying in our energy bills for the evils of Vladimir Putin, the people of Ukraine are paying in their blood, and that's why we know we must stay the course," he said, adding that it is absolutely vital for the British taxpayer to continue to subsidize the Ukrainian war effort to ensure their freedom. The trip marks one of the first major acts taken since Mr. Johnson was forced to announce his resignation after a slew of cabinet resignations following a sexual assault scandal involving his chief whip forced the British leader to give up the reins of power. Mr. Johnson and his wife Carrie have largely been on vacation since his political downfall, traveling to the PM's country residence at Chequers and holidaying in Greece. Ironically, the British leader perhaps enjoys a higher popularity rating in Ukraine, given his vociferous support for the war effort compared to other European leaders such as Olaf Scholz of Germany, which is far more reliant on Russian energy than the UK. Indeed, during his last official visit to Ukraine, Mr. Johnson was awarded with the highest honor the country can bestow upon foreigners, the Order of Liberty. However, the trip once again highlighted the many crises that Johnson has left unsolved on the domestic front in Britain, including the cost of living crisis and the record numbers of illegal migrants crossing the English Channel. Brexit leader Nigel Farage quipped, "Boris Johnson cares more about sending support packages to Ukraine than he does about stopping the migrant boats at Dover." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.